Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
One person died and nine others were treated at the hospital for injuries. CBC's Victor Okendo has more.
Authorities saying at least one person on the Clearwater Ferry was killed after a collision with a privately owned boat. Police calling it a hit and run. The ferry, carrying 45 people, including two crew members, came to a stop on a sandbar following the crash. Multiple trauma alerts called in. The other boat involved reportedly fled the scene before being identified by law enforcement.
The White House touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the president has the lowest approval rating at this point in office than any other president in the last 80 years. This is ABC News. More than 55,000 L.A. County workers prepared to walk off the job tonight.
Public works, mental health, library workers, garbage collection, and parks and rec staff could all stop working tonight if a deal is not struck with the county of L.A. The workers are claiming unfair labor practices and they want higher wages and vacancies filled. David Green is ahead of their union.
Our members are very engaged and they're ready to go on strike and send a message to L.A. County that they're tired of being disrespected.
If a deal is not struck, non-urgent health clinics, public libraries, wildfire cleanup, and trash pickup could be put on hold. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Florida, police still investigating the cause of that deadly crash near Clearwater between a ferry and another boat that left the scene. 45 people were on board the ferry boat. Witnesses say the other boat slammed into them. One person was killed, nine others injured. Law enforcement has since identified the vessel. Clearwater's mayor thanking first responders for helping save lives. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
The news from WRCO this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell, where customer service is the best you can get, where every customer is treated with respect and courtesy. Right Way Shell, doing customer service in the right way. Right Way Shell is in Spring Green.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Breezy tonight with scattered thunderstorms through about midnight. Some again could be severe. More widespread north with a low of 50. Winds south 15 to 25, turning west. Gusty winds in the morning tomorrow. Clouds give way to some sunshine and cooler. High 61. Winds west to northwest 15 to 20, tapering near 10 in the afternoon. Clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 35. And clouding up on Wednesday with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon, especially south with a high of 58. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. The winds are out of the north at 13 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 20 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 76 degrees. And because of the impending weather, we have some cancellations to pass along. First of all, the Pokemon Club that was supposed to be at the Brewer Public Library this afternoon has been canceled. The Kickapoo Food Pantry is postponing distribution in Biola until tomorrow from 4 until 6. The Executive and Finance Committee meetings that were supposed to be scheduled for tonight has been canceled. It will be held on Thursday at 5. The joint ambulance meeting, which was supposed to be held tonight, has been canceled. School-related announcements. First of all, the Riverdale versus Boscobel JV and varsity baseball games are canceled. The Riverdale versus Boscobel softball game will be played at 4 o'clock. The Wazika Steuben versus Seneca baseball and softball games are canceled. The Richland Center and Ithaca Weston Middle Schools will not be attending the track meet at Viroqua. And the Ithaca Middle School track team will not have practice tonight. And if you need any safety for any of the storms that are coming in tonight, just to let you know that the Richland Center Community Center and the Cradlewell Memorial Building in Muscadet are available for shelters this evening.
WRCO 100.9.
I got weeds in my backyard, a little debt on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start, but I can fish from the bank. I got a leaking radiator that I'll get to fixing later, 'cause this day's a postcard maker, and it's 80 in the shade.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
If it's Friday, you know I'll be kicking back with the boys down at Santa's Pub. But don't hesitate, don't even think about waiting, I'll just type it up. Yeah, I'm ready if you're ready or wondering. Stop thinking, hit send. Doesn't matter if it's last call from a late night sidewalk, little too buzzed, a little too drunk. You could have your hair down, all curled up on the couch, and the quiet ain't loud enough. No, it could be AM or PM. It could be middle of the week or the weekend, baby. It ain't too late or too far. Just call me, 'cause I'm lonely. If you are, if you are. Yeah, I'm lonely if you are, if you are, if you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lonely if you are. If it's Monday and it's over, you know the show you girls all come over for. And the red wine's getting lower, and your last friend's out the door. When there's no more roses to go around, hit me up, girl, you know I'm down. Doesn't matter if it's last call from a late night sidewalk, little too buzzed, a little too drunk. You could have your hair down, all curled up on the couch, and the quiet ain't loud enough. Nah, it could be AM or PM, it could be middle of the week or the weekend, baby. It ain't too late or too far, just call me, cause I'm lonely. If you are, if you are, yeah, I'm lonely if you are. Lonely right out of you. Oh, let me love the lonely right out of you. Oh yeah, if you're out there and lonely, girl, I'm lonely too. So let me love the lonely right out of you. Doesn't matter if it's last call from a late night sidewalk, little too buzzed, a little too drunk. You could have your hair down, all curled up, and the quiet ain't loud enough. No, it could be AM or PM, it could be middle of the week or the weekend, baby. It ain't too late or too far, just call me, cause I'm lonely. If you are, if you are, yeah, yeah, I'm lonely if you are. If you are, if you are, yeah, oh, I'm lonely if you are.
Still got a lot of miles to go, But I've seen a few other punches you throw, and I know there's more coming down the road. But I just want you to know, you can bring the heat, take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can, but I got the man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow, might get knocked off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear life. Dear life, don't give a damn what the anchorman is. I know there's more than bad news out there, and I know they say you ain't fair. Hell, but I don't care. You can bring the heat, take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can, but I got the man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow, but I can knock off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear life. You can bring the heat, take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can, but I got the man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow, might get knocked off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear life.
That was Blake Wood with Dear Life on Country and Community. Tim Thied sitting in for Bo Hendricks today, hoping you're having a great Monday. Yes, the start of a work week. I know it's hard for a lot of you, but hopefully you're having a good day over and all. But right now it's cloudy out there, and according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, it is 78 degrees at 317. And winds are out of the northeast at 15 miles per hour. So those winds have been picking up a little bit up there. I think a lot of it has to come into, there's a towards the north of us, they're getting some storms up there. And nothing right here, it looks like. There looks like we may have a chance of rain, or probably within around 3:30, 4 o'clock, according to the weather.com. I don't know. It doesn't look like anything intense yet, but you never know. Those storms, they could grow in intensity, but nothing now. More, I think a lot of the more stronger and severe storms are going to be happening later afternoon towards the evening, but we'll wait and see what happens. But be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9, and we'll keep you up to date on any changing weather as it comes along. And just to let you know, too, don't have any new cancellations in yet. I'll have a rundown of those cancellations again during the bottom of the hour around 3:30 and let you know what's up for those. But other than that, hopefully everybody will stay safe and have a good afternoon and evening, and hopefully we will be out of the woods as far as the weather goes. Keep our fingers crossed. But there are some events that are still going on today. First of all, actually, this one is going on right now. It's a Red Cross blood drive that's being held at the Laval Fire Department until 6 o'clock. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org. Also, the Highland Mobile Food Pantry is being held today at 4 o'clock. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. And Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal. That's usually held the fourth Monday of each month, so that means it's being held this evening. And that will be going on from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
All-American Do-It Center is giving away a $500 shopping spree to two lucky customers. Stop on in any of the three stores and register now. While there, pick up a copy of the Do-It Best merchandise catalog. What would you pick out if you won? Register in-store now to win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do-It Best at All-American Do-It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage, local care.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm hungover. Still smell your perfume, it's all over. Me and this bedroom and the sunrise. Finding all your goodbyes, your makeup on the pillowcase, your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it. We're supposed to be broke up, but that bed's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. That whiskey turns into I miss you when you miss me. They say it's over when it's over, but they don't know us. It's only over when it's over.
That's Who Am I With You by Laurent Bryant. And our time, 3:27, the Wurtz Florin Home Thermometer says it's 77 degrees with winds out of the east-northeast at 10 miles per hour. Have a rundown of the weather forecast coming up here shortly. I did want to run down the cancellations for this evening again, or this afternoon and evening, I should say. The Pokemon Club at the Brewer Public Library is canceled. The Kickapoo Food Pantry is postponing distribution in Biola until tomorrow from 4 until 6. The Executive and Finance Committee meeting scheduled for tonight has been canceled. It will be held Thursday at 5. The joint ambulance meeting, which was supposed to be held tonight, has been canceled. Riverdale versus Boscobel JV and varsity baseball games are canceled. The Riverdale versus Boscobel softball game will be played at 4. The Waseca Steuben versus Seneca baseball and softball games are canceled. The Richland Center and Ithaca Weston Middle Schools will not be attending the track meet at Viroqua tonight. The Ithaca Middle School track team will not have practice tonight as well. And looking ahead to tomorrow, the New Lisbon at Ithaca baseball and softball games are canceled due to New Lisbon rescheduling their conference games of the games that they canceled for today. And then also just wanted to let you know, if you're looking for shelters tonight in case things get a little intense, Richland Center Community Center will be open, and the Cradwell Memorial Building in Muscatine will also be open for shelter this evening. And that's all for the cancellations for now, and you can find a full list of the cancellations on WRCO.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said that they're very pleased so far with their efforts on deportations. He said at the briefing that they have had 139,000 deportations so far. He's happy with that number, but of course, this is an effort that they say will be ongoing and continue to be quite robust.
An F/A-18 fighter jet rolled off the side of an aircraft carrier and sunk to the bottom of the Red Sea, the Navy said today. One sailor sustained minor injuries, another also survived. Both the jet and the tow tractor went overboard. In Florida, authorities are still trying to determine exactly what caused last night's deadly collision between two vessels off Clearwater. One person was killed, 10 others injured when a boat ran into a ferry vessel carrying 45 people. That boat, police say, left the scene and was later identified. This is ABC News.
Faith, hope, respect, friendship, temperance, generosity, and charity. These are just a few of the virtues that St. Mary's School stands by.
On Friday, May 2nd, we will be walking for those virtues. St. Mary's students and families will walk 10 miles through Richland Center. We walk because we want to show our community that the virtues we are taught are important to us. We are asking for community support in our mission.
The Walk for Virtues really helps our school and is something that we all look forward to each year. It's really fun. If you'd like to pledge to support our school or would like to be involved in the Walk for Virtues, please call 647-2422 or message us on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. With the Brewers flailing on their current road trip and in danger of being swept by the Cardinals, they were able to win yesterday 7-1 at Busch Stadium over the Cardinals. Jose Quintana scattered 5 hits and 3 walks en route to becoming just the 3rd pitcher in franchise history to win each of his first 4 starts with the team. Joining Tom Candiotti in 1983 and CeCe Sabathia in 2008. The Brewers are off today. They have placed center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day injured list. Mitchell had an MRI Saturday morning and was diagnosed with a left oblique strain. The Brewers selected the contract of left fielder Daz Cameron from AAA Nashville. The Bucks have today off, licking their wounds after a tough loss in the playoffs yesterday. The Pacers scoring at will, while the Bucks couldn't recover from the loss of one of their 2 superstar players as Damian Lillard went out early with a left leg injury. I'm Phil Nee, reporting courtesy of the WRCO Radio Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company, Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Severe storms likely tonight with large hail and damaging winds. Tornadoes possible too with a low of 50. Winds southwest 15 to 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with patchy drizzle possible in the morning. Breezy and cooler, and then it'll be sun later with a high of 61. Winds northwest 15 to 25. Mostly clear and frosty tomorrow night, low 36. Becoming cloudy on Wednesday with a chance of light rain in the afternoon, high 63. And mostly cloudy on Thursday with areas of light rain and a high of 60. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy outside. The winds are out of the north at 12 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. There's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got. I'll bring my heartfelt, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn-sailed story to tell, hallelujah. Oh, 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 God, you've been paid. Trying to reach for the light. Yeah, the struggle keeps me honest, and it breaks down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been. Yeah.
got lots of bars around this town. They got cold beer, yeah, and they got Crown. Got neon lights in the window pane. Got lots of guys thinking they got gang. Got loud guitars, a little out of tune. But they ain't got a girl like you. No, they don't. They play lots of songs on the radio about them good old country girls that we all know. Long tan legs and cut off jeans. Yeah, just shaking that sugar every country boy's dream. I've heard them all at least a time or two. Ain't nothing about a girl like you. You know that's true. You got that. A girl like you. You can dress it on up, or you can just hang out. Kick it on Broadway, or kick back on the couch. You can dance on the bar, or you can dance in the rain. Shotgun a beer, or just sip champagne. Yeah, there's only one, ain't room for two. There ain't another girl like you. Another girl like you. You got that beautiful, born with the kind of thing that comes so natural. No, baby, don't ever change. And I wonder when I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do to ever get a girl like you? A girl like you. A girl like you don't come along but once in a lifetime, better hang on. I can't find one thing wrong, I could just go on and on and on. You got that beautiful, born with the kind of thing that comes so natural. No, baby, don't ever change. And I wonder when I see the smile on your face. Baby, what did I do to ever get a girl like you?
the driveway.
Del Rey, I had a good time, was the last thing I heard her say. As I walked away, and on the plane back to Tennessee, my mind comes across her memory and yesterday in Marina Del Rey. Hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world's way in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes away in Marina Del Rey. And as this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in Marina Del Rey. Other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
Was George Strait with Marina Del Rey, and our time is 3:46. Temperature 77 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It's dropped a degree from our high of 78 that we have received so far today. Winds are down to about 6, but we have got gusts up to about 21 miles per hour. And we received this from the Richland County Emergency Management, and it's an advisory about impending severe weather notice. That means this is giving an estimate on what possibly could happen. And round one of the is supposed to happen from now until 6. That storms will develop in far northeast Iowa and move into southwest and central Wisconsin. Round two of the storms will be starting at 7 tonight and go until midnight. Supercells develop over south central Minnesota and north central Iowa, moving east and steadily concealing into a line as they approach the Mississippi River. Both rounds of the storm will be capable of severe weather, including large hail, tornadoes, and damaging winds. Confidence in the severe storm potential with round one, especially the tornado threat, is low at first, but steadily increases through the afternoon. Great confidence is strong tornadoes, EF2 plus large hail 2 inches plus and damaging winds 60 to 70 miles per hour is with round two in this evening overnight storm. So that's a possibility of getting that for our weather. Just to let you know, too, they say the storm shelter, as we've been mentioning, is for the county will be at the Richland Center Community Center. That'll be open from 5 until 11:59. The courthouse will not be available. Also, the Cradwell Memorial Building is available for a shelter as well. So if you're down in the Muscadet area and you want to go there for shelter, please do so. That way you can stay safe and stay protected. We'll give you any updates on anything weather-wise or cancellations or notices as we go on. And just remember, coming up later on will be our baseball broadcast. It'll be Ithaca at Weston, and that'll be starting at around 4:45 with Mr. Phil Nee making the call.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Let's talk about how alcohol impacts high school athletes. It slows reflexes, weakens performance, and increases injury risk. For teens who want to stay at the top of their game, staying alcohol-free is a winning strategy. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival's 4th Annual Car Cruise-In sounds like a fantastic event. There will be a DJ, great food trucks, and delicious ice cream treats, too. It sounds like this event will be a blast from the past, checking out some classic rides. Big thanks to Muscadet Fitness, WPPI Energy, Muscadet Laundromat, Vicky's Cozy Cafe, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, and Speedy Sips for supporting the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival as proud sponsors. Speedy Sips is a new business in Muscadet and will be joining them in the tasting area at Mushroom Headquarters. Check them out. Hope to see you in Muscadet during the Mushroom Festival. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO 100.9. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on loving, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the season I'm sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Get the devil when walking my shoes.
truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing me blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is touting the administration's crackdown on illegal migrants as President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
Tom Homan, the border czar, said that they're very pleased so far with their efforts on deportations. He said at the briefing that they have had 139,000 deportations so far. He's happy with that number, but of course, this is an effort that they say will be ongoing and continue to be quite robust.
An FA-18 fighter jet rolled off the side of an aircraft carrier and sunk to the bottom of the Red Sea, the Navy said today. One sailor sustained minor injuries. Another also survived. Both the jet and the tow tractor went overboard. In Florida, authorities are still trying to determine exactly what caused last night's deadly collision between two vessels off Clearwater. One person was killed, 10 others injured when a boat ran into a ferry vessel carrying 45 people. That boat, police say, left the scene and was later identified. This is ABC News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin announced a temporary ceasefire for 3 days in May against Ukraine, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of V-Day, the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. The U.S., though, lukewarm on the idea, with President Trump working to finalize a ceasefire deal. Ukraine's foreign minister also speaking out, saying Ukraine is calling for the 30-day ceasefire it's already agreed to and questioning why the wait to pause fighting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
I think that is the case which Ukraine and the Europeans are putting to the Trump administration, saying, yes, there needs to be a deal, but let's get a ceasefire in place, a long ceasefire. And the other key question is whether or not a ceasefire announced by Russia will actually be adhered to.
Power slowly being restored in Spain and Portugal after a massive outage in Europe. Electricity knocked out for millions.